Spiritu Sancti. Amen. In the Gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that where he is, there also will his servant be. Now that is across the board, and that's the part that we have to recognize, because at the end of the Gospel, he says, "While I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw people to myself." And so that first lifting up of our blessed Lord is, of course, on the cross. Where he is, his servant needs to be. So as we go through this next week and all the events of our salvation, that's the place where we're going to be drawn. But of course, we know it doesn't end there. However, that is a necessary means to be able to get to the end. So we cannot bypass the cross, we cannot bypass Calvary, and think somehow or another that we don't have to do that. Jesus did it for us, so we don't have to. No, he didn't say, "Where I am, my servant will skirt around the hill." He said, "That's where we need to be." But it's only through that that we can get to the second lifting up of our Lord from the earth. That is when he rose from the tomb on Easter Sunday. And it is only being united with him then in his death and in his resurrection that we can get to the third time that he is lifted up from the earth. And that is his ascension into heaven. So that once again, where he is, there his servant will be. So if we want to be able to be with him in the glory of heaven, then we also need to choose to be with him in his glory on earth. Because he told us, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him." What is so important about the gospel reading that we just heard is that it's when these Greeks come to Jesus and they ask to be able to see him, he says, "Now has the hour come." Up to that point, over and over again in St. John's Gospel, we are told his hour had not yet come. He told his mother that right in the second chapter of St. John's Gospel. "What is this to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." They picked up stones to throw at him, but he slipped away because his hour had not yet come. This is his hour. His hour was on the cross. That is when he was glorified on earth. Again, in order to understand that, we have to be able to see that with spiritual eyes, because from a human perspective and on the natural level, it was anything other than an attempt to glorify him. In going to the cross, he glorified his heavenly Father. His Father glorified him. And it is in that we have been glorified. It is in that our sins are forgiven, that we have the opportunity to be united with him in that work of salvation. It is once again a fascinating thing, and if we think back to yesterday and we celebrated the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, and we hear, for instance, in the 16th chapter of St. John's Gospel, that a woman, when her hour has come, is not happy because of the pain that is going to involve. And so our Lord's hour is on Calvary. Our Lady's hour is on Calvary. The hour had come for both Jesus and Mary. Somehow we think we're going to bypass that. We, for some reason, don't need to embrace that hour. It's sort of like a woman saying, "Well, I have this baby and I'm pregnant, and somehow or another, we're going to have the baby without any kind of pain." It's not going to happen. You have to go through the hour. because it is in that that the greatest glory is revealed. And so that's what we're being invited into. We see the reason for all of the events that happened during Holy Week laid out for us today, because it had to do with the raising of Lazarus from the dead. They could not handle this. They said the whole world is going over to him. So they wanted to put Lazarus to death, which is kind of humorous because the whole thing was that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. No, we want to kill this guy because too many people are converting because of him. Think of the mentality that's at work here. It's clearly not rational. And that's why we need to make sure that we are well grounded. Yeah, we can understand what they did and why they were doing it. It's foolish. That's beside the point. We have to make sure that we are well grounded, that we are looking at things from a divine perspective, from a spiritual perspective, not from a human perspective. Because if it's merely a human perspective, we are going to run the other way. Exactly what the apostles did. When the time came for our Lord's hour, where were the apostles? Nowhere to be found. Because they didn't understand. None of us can claim that we don't understand. The apostles, we can get it. Even though Jesus told them several times, they still didn't get it, and we're told in Scripture that they didn't get it. We've got 2,000 years of saints, 2,000 years of church teaching. We understand. Maybe we don't understand all the depths of it, but we understand well enough. There's no skirting around it, nor is there any option to run away, which is the human thing to do. Now, this isn't only about what we're doing in the next week, because as I keep telling you, you better brace yourself because the persecution is at hand. It's not going to be too long before this is going to start. And ask yourself, what am I going to do? Am I going to embrace the cross? Am I going to recognize that this is the hour for the church? And therefore, God is giving to you and me the greatest honor that any Christian person has ever had in the history of Christianity, to be united with the church in her hour. Are we going to run away? They might hurt me. They might call me names. They might even kill me. As I told somebody the other day, they said, well, do you guys have people there, you know, that are at the doors protecting everything and making sure nothing happens? Are they carrying? And I said, I want to have a vestment made with a target right on my back so that when I'm up there, they can't miss. If they want to shoot, make sure you hit the target. Why run away? If we have an opportunity to be united with Jesus in his death and resurrection, what a glorious thing. So we really need to look at our disposition. Are we willing to embrace the cross, or are we just kind of willing to sort of go along with our Lord? Stay at a distance, like those holy women who were at a distance and they beat their breast. It's like, that's not going to do a whole lot. We need to be like our Blessed Lady, like St. Mary Magdalene, like St. John. We need to be there. Not running away. We need to be with him, because where he is, his servant will be. Now, as I told you many times before, our Lord told us, when you do all of these things that you're commanded to do, then say, I am a useless servant. Well, I don't know about you. I've never yet done all the things that I've been commanded to do. So I haven't made my way up to be a useless servant. It'd be nice to be able to say, I am the servant of the Lord, and where he is, that's where I want to be. I can't guarantee that. If I can't even be a useless servant, I can't guarantee that I'm going to be faithful to him, because I haven't proven myself to be faithful yet, even in the little things. So how am I going to be faithful in the big things? See, we can't count on ourselves. We can't think that we have the strength by our own self to do this, because we don't. It has to be his strength. It has to be his grace. Otherwise, we're going to be like the apostles, and we're going to run away, and we're going to lock ourselves up somewhere. God has created us today, in this time. And as I pointed out to you before, this area is going to be ground zero. He could have created you in California if he wanted you to fall off into the ocean. He could have created you in Florida. He's got you in Minnesota. Why? What a rotten place to be, if you want to think of it on the natural level. A lot of natural beauty, but oh my goodness, a lot of unnatural stuff that's going on here. This is ground zero. God put you here for a reason. He's going to give you the grace to be able to handle it. Again, think of Israel. If you could have been alive 2,000 years ago, would you want to have been in Jerusalem at Calvary 2,000 years ago? Or would you have preferred to be in Dan? Dan is the northernmost city in Israel. You cross over into Lebanon right when you go outside of Dan. Yeah, you could have been in Israel, but far away from the crucifixion. You could have been in Jerusalem, but still not anywhere near, running away and locking yourself up. Or you can be at Calvary. God is giving you and me an opportunity to be with him where he is, to be at Calvary, to be at the center of this whole thing. So we have to make a choice of what we want to do, where we want to be. And then we need to pray for the grace to do it, so that we can actually make our way up to being a useless servant, so that we can be faithful even in the biggest things, so that where our Lord is, there his servants will be.